Our Place, episode 558.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi everyone, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How you all doing? I'm all right. I think we've just had a nice week of downtime.
Yeah, we have, yes.
Yes.
But we'll come to that. I mean, we seem to have, we've got a bit to talk about before.
Yeah,
if I
remember. How long has it been since
we've done one? Well, it's been 3 weeks.
I'm not sure
much happened in the first week. You probably did do some exhibitions. I'm sure you must have done some at some point.
Yeah, we did do some. Debbie and I seem to have been out on the road quite a bit the last couple of weeks.
But that is really what you've been doing, isn't it?
Just work, really, yeah. Yeah.
And ordinary office work, obviously. But then the end of the week prior, well, I think we did more in, not this last week just gone, but the previous week, we did some stuff, I seem to remember. We had, now what did we do? We had a, on the Friday, because it was Debbie was off on holiday as well this last week.
Yeah, so on the Friday, she bought us some chips, didn't she?
She bought us some stuff from...
We had fish and chips, didn't we?
From a shop called Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah.
Because she said it's nice chips, and they were, but they were huge amounts of
chips. Yeah, lovely. I had scampi. I had large chips, and I shouldn't have, because they were huge.
They were huge.
Huge amount of chips.
And
I couldn't
also,
eat them.
You don't eat large chips now anyway.
No.
Normally, so you did make a... You couldn't eat them all.
No.
I couldn't eat all mine at lunchtime, but I went back and ate them later.
Yeah.
And I had five of yours, but I couldn't eat more of them.
No.
And on the Saturday, Maureen came and bought us pie and mash.
Yeah.
So that was nice as well.
That was nice.
She always asks, shall I bring pie and mash?
Wasn't that this Saturday gone?
No. It was, no, yeah.
No,
this,
last Saturday.
This was the last
Saturday. Last
Saturday,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Last Saturday, yeah.
Coming up into the weekend.
A week ago,
of that same week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have rather eaten a lot, and then this next week we've drunk rather a lot, but we'll come to that as we go along.
Yeah, so Sunday was fairly normal.
Yes, it was normal.
And then Monday started our week of downtime. So we didn't work, but we stayed at home. I thought we all needed a recharge since Debbie had gone on holiday.
Yeah.
So I apologise for any inconvenience, people trying to get hold of us, but there we are. We work hard, so... I decided we needed a rest. So we'll be back ready to go on Monday.
Back to normal.
And
I mean, yeah, the only thing we've had is the odd weekend and bank holidays. That's the only thing, really.
Yeah, we haven't had holiday or anything
like that.
So.
And it's nice to do it at home sometimes.
Yeah. And I enjoyed it.
I found it strange because it wasn't a bank holiday. So on the Monday, I started to get into it by about... Wednesday, Thursday. Well, by Thursday, I was really getting into it. But it felt strange to do that.
Yeah. I bought a pair of cardio-based 2 scales on the Monday because my scales are not finding my Wi-Fi and not uploading to the phone.
Actually, you ordered them on the weekend and you got them Monday.
That's right. Ordered them the weekend and I got them on the Monday.
And you bought yourself a new pair of Pixel Buds because I think we've told... Everyone about
the rubber sort of wore away on my old Pixel Buds.
Yeah.
But I've got a new pair now and they're the same. They'll probably go the same way, to be honest with you. But
do you think so?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to the last pair make them go like that. But bits of the rubber started coming off, you know.
I mean, headphones do go. I mean, if you get them with padding like the little... it'll go eventually. But
yeah.
I don't know why they didn't...
And
it's not as though you wear them all the time either.
No, and they don't have replaceable tips either. So nothing you can do about that.
No.
They've just got a surround of rubber.
They are what they are, aren't they?
So, but my new Pixel Buds seem okay at the moment. Pixel Buds 2 are coming out, apparently.
Are they? Oh, this is a rumour, though.
This is a rumour, yes.
I'm looking forward to the event, whenever that is.
Yeah, I believe it's 14th or 15th October.
If we can't hear it then, perhaps we can grab it for Saturday afternoon.
On YouTube,
One afternoon or one evening. Might be able to grab it for later.
Yeah.
It usually ends up to be a time we can't watch it.
Yeah. I bought these... I bought these... Scales. What else did I buy on Amazon that week?
Only that Pixel. No,
it was Amazon. No, I got my Pixel Buds. The scales on Amazon. And I got my Pixel Buds.
And the reason you got them is because the previous Friday they were having, and I found it on Twitter because I follow Google UK.
Yeah, 21% off because of their 21st birthday.
Yeah, and I said, if you want to know, now's your time to do it, I said. Yeah. I said, they might bring out a new one and you might regret it, but you don't know that.
No.
So, you know, that's...
But if they do bring out a new one, I think they'll be different. I think they'll be true wireless.
I don't know.
I'll be interested to
know.
That's why I'm waiting for the event. That'll be interesting, won't it?
I like some of the events.
Yeah. So I got those. We got both of those on the Monday, funny enough.
Yeah, we did. We got all that Monday.
So, you know, I set the scales up on Tuesday, I think. Yeah, no, Monday afternoon. Tuesday
Monday
afternoon.
Evening. No.
Was it?
No, it couldn't have been Monday evening.
No, it's Tuesday afternoon after Lorraine went, wasn't it? After our cleaner went.
Yes, because Lorraine came.
So I set them up Tuesday afternoon. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the old scales. I think they were just unreliable with Wi-Fi.
They seem to be unreliable with Wi-Fi.
But the new ones seem to be picking up every time at the moment. So let's hope. So that's that.
So we didn't do much. I haven't used Facebook one day. Twitter I haven't looked at. I've read my book, which I do anyway. I've done more or less normal things, really, that I do between waiting for phone calls, you know. But the point is, it was nice not to walk around with your phone, being on the alert for it to ring.
Yeah, and I read a lot of tweets.
Yeah,
and
you did, didn't you?
Yeah, and... you know,
I never got to Twitter because we read a lot more of our book in the morning that we read together as well.
Yes, yeah.
So we did that in the morning.
For a couple of hours, wasn't it? Up to 9.
From 7 till 9 every morning.
Yeah.
Because we got up early so as we could have a good, decent day, long day, didn't we?
The same.
So we did all that the same in the mornings.
Yeah.
And it was really nice and relaxing.
Yeah.
But because we did all that for longer, we had less time to do...
But I feel ready now for work again, so it's good.
You know, it was nice. Reading and enjoyed all the stuff that...
And Debbie will be back Monday, so
we'll
be ready to go again.
It wasn't very nice weather. I had hoped to get out.
No, I don't think Debbie will have had nice weather either.
No, but not to shop, but to walk just for a little.
But
one day I went, because I went... Obviously, I wanted to go to the post office anyway for money, didn't I?
Yeah.
We did that. I managed to do that. And then on, of course, Wednesday night, we all went out to celebrate your mum's birthday.
My mum's birthday.
We've been doing this every year. There was only 8 of us, wasn't there, in the end?
And where did we go?
It was called the North Star.
The North Star.
Old Welling.
Old Welling Garden City, yeah. Old Welling. The North Star is called. It was a nice enough pub.
We were going to a different pub first.
Yeah, but the North Star seemed to have a slightly wider menu, didn't it?
There was going to be too many of us to fit in the room that we were allowed to take a dog in.
Yeah.
And then two of them dropped out anyway. But this had a nice menu. It was all right, a menu again.
Yeah.
It was very nice food. I had fish cakes.
And I think we're going back there Christmas as well, aren't we?
Yes, they booked dinner. To go back because the other place we were going to go was fully
Full
booked
up.
Already.
Yeah.
You have to book really quick for Christmas dinner.
So that was Wednesday. And Thursday, we went to a funeral. My Auntie Chris, my dad's sister, died. She passed away. And we went to her funeral.
Which was in the afternoon. So we had a nice, relaxing Thursday morning again.
We saw my Auntie Maureen again, didn't we? As well as my Auntie Chris, who's my mum's sister.
Chris, they both got sisters called Chris.
So we saw them.
A common name.
As well as Donna, Chris's daughter, Dad's sister's daughter.
So both
Donna and Debbie, didn't we?
Debbie briefly. Don. Yeah. Obviously that circulate anyway, didn't they? I suppose and all that.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of food, little plates of food, a little buffet, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So again, we were out drinking again.
Yes, because we went to the wake.
That's where they say the little plates of food. And then
lovely sausage rolls.
It was
really
nice.
Herby sausage rolls. They're really nice.
Sausage rolls, yeah, it was nice. It was good food. It bodes well if you wanted to go for a meal there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And chips, we had a
nice chips
for
and
a
all.
Buffet, isn't it?
Yeah,
there chips on a buffet. That was
and
nice.
All different, like, you know.
There were little plates as well, only little side plates of food.
Making me hungry.
chips. Oh, yeah, chips. Yeah. No, you can't have chips.
I know, unfortunately.
No.
Well, I could, but.
No, you can't.
I could, but we won't go into that.
Oh, you mean you're going to
walk? It's called Just Eat.
Walk to the shop. Yeah. Just Eat or walk to the shop. No, don't even get behind me, Satan. Yeah.
Or you could walk to the shop. Yeah, I know.
And have greasy chips. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Well, they might not always be greasy. We've had them on the odd occasion.
They're not the best chips, though. That other chip, the Fisherman's Wharf is much nicer chips, and so is the Fish and Kebab restaurant.
Yeah.
Lovely chips.
Do you like their fish cakes, I must admit, in the Oval?
I like the fish cakes in the Oval and the other shop.
Yeah, yeah.
They were nice fish cakes. They were big fish cakes. They've all got bigger in the Fish and Kebab restaurant.
So, yeah, that was that.
So, yeah. And so then we got home about what time?
Half seven, eight-ish.
The funeral wasn't till 3:30 anyway. So
no.
We weren't late, were we? We weren't out that long. Four hours. Well,
yeah.
We left here at 3:15.
Yeah.
It's not far.
22, wasn't it? Charlotte was five minutes early or something. Yeah.
But you know, she said, you never know with the traffic. I mean, the crematorium isn't far, but really, it's up the more the other side of the town.
It was a good service, I thought. But it wasn't a bad service.
No.
As far as it goes.
Yeah, well, as far as anything like that goes.
Yeah.
Really. And that's it. And then so we came home and put the telly on for a bit. Had a couple of programmes.
And yesterday was just a day at home again, wasn't it?
And you were so shattered that night, because you hadn't had a good sleep.
Thursday night,
to bed. About,
yeah, and I had a funny throat. 10, I had a really funny... throat. It was a bit sore, and I don't quite know.
I've got a croaky one.
I've still clearing my throat a lot, but it's got better.
I'm always doing that, though. I don't know what it is. Whether the air is very dry, I'm always clearing my throat.
Yeah.
And it often feels like I've got hair in it. I've always had that. Whether I'm allergic to something that's in the air.
Yeah.
I suspect fibres off clothing and that.
Anything like that.
Nothing would surprise me.
So
bits of plastic floating about in the air, microplastics.
There's
all that in the air, they say, don't they? All sorts of stuff. So.
But anyway, So Friday, yesterday,
lovely. It was really relaxed. Nice. Again, and I read quite a bit of my book.
And here we are today. Yeah. We've just been listening to the Bill, which is what we recorded throughout the week. And
I did more work Friday because, as well as cooking every day, obviously, except the days we were out, Wednesday and Thursday, I didn't, which was really nice.
Yeah.
I was sheet changing.
Yeah.
And started to keep that for Fridays because I think that's nice. Have clean sheets for a weekend.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah.
So that was.
So
I did yesterday.
Yeah.
I've got some ironing. I shall probably do some of it later today. I didn't get to it yesterday. I was just involved in. Just having a nice relaxing time.
Yeah. So that is the week, as it were.
It is. And really, we've done, I don't think we've done anything else, have we?
No. As I say, it's hardly worth doing a podcast, but because we haven't done one for so long.
Yeah.
We just thought we'd do one and.
We've got nothing controversial even. I haven't got anything to talk about controversial.
No, absolutely not. I haven't either. So that was the week. That was.
I would like people's views on things, but when I ask for them, either they haven't got views or they are afraid to say or hope somebody else will.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got, Coronation Street at the moment, I think is really sad, and it's one of the saddest things I've heard. The young girl in it, one of the young girls, the Indian girl, she's trying to lighten her skin.
Oh, Asher, yes.
Yeah, and she's being bullied. The big girls are saying she's horrible. This one girl's having a go at her just because the guy she fancies Asher.
But unfortunately, Corrie, at the moment, he's going through a whole slew of sadness because we've got Paul, who'd been, raped by...
Well, I don't think it was exactly rape, but he was taken advantage because he thought he loved... He was 14, but it's like he was...
Yeah.
It's more like he was groomed. Well,
groomed
he seemed
then,
to love the guy. I think Paul's a bit confused as to what truly happened.
Yes.
So he was kind of gave consent, but kind of...
It's still sad. It's still sad in a way.
It's very sad.
And then you got Sinead.
With the cancer.
With the cancer.
Yeah.
And then you got Asher. So, it's not a happy place at the moment, Corrie.
It's not a happy place, no, not really.
No. So what was your views on
that sort
really?
Of thing? I wanted to bring that up, but anybody that's watched or do you know anyone that's done done that sort of thing, you know. I have heard of it, creams to lighten your skin. It does something to the pigment, doesn't it?
But, yeah.
I can't imagine it's very good for you.
Well, no.
Really, but...
I can't say I've heard of anyone doing it.
I have heard of it, that the cream's available for bleaching your skin or whatever.
Yeah.
It's sad when
she's probably been racially bullied.
But she also got the idea in India, apparently, from her auntie Jita or whatever she got.
Yeah.
Because they do it, and you think, why are people not proud of their skin?
Mm. Yeah.
It's kind of body dysmorphia. That's where people are not happy with their bodies. They look, aren't they? There is a thing, isn't there? They call it that, don't they? Some name like that. And they're not happy with their body, even though it might be perfectly all right.
Mm.
They look at themselves and they're not happy. But she was certainly being bullied by this girl. Was calling all these horrible names.
Yeah.
And saying she was ugly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But that is so... It is very, very, very sad. I do have another very controversial... Well... I want to be wrong as well. I so want to be wrong. But I believe we can't now halt the climate change. I don't think we can do anything about it.
Well, I've thought that for years.
No. If they'd actually done something years ago, I think you could have made things a little bit better.
No, they can't halt it.
Yes, because apparently we're supposed to be in a cooler phase, according to the scientists, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we're making it go warm quicker. It's supposed to warm up over thousands of years, not a couple of hundreds of years.
But you can only reduce emissions. You can't remove emissions completely.
No.
That's the problem.
I'd like to be wrong, though, and think that there's more that we can do. They seem to think on Nature's Voice we can do things about the environment, don't they? There are things
we can do little things about the environment, and that will help. But I don't ever think you can reverse it now. I don't believe
we
that you can.
We can't undo the damage that is happening up in the Arctic now, where the avalanches are damaging the houses and that now, where the winters are milder. It's too late to reverse that.
Mm.
It's to stop it getting worse that we need to do. But I'm not sure we can.
No.
And I don't know if anybody's got their thoughts on that. I'd like to think so, because I actually believe our planet...
Yeah.
We are, as all species, will become extinct within, so, I don't know how many years. I mean us as well. We will too.
Oh, yeah.
Not in my time, I don't suppose.
No.
But,
and then, you know, you have to ask yourself, well, does that matter? You know, have we run our course?
Matters to... Well, I think there is a finite time for everything. I believe that.
Yeah.
But we have caused a lot of this. But now they've said some ways we've tried to put it right has caused other problems.
Yeah.
So it's a fine balancing act, isn't it?
Yep.
And... It actually makes me quite sad, because I also know as well other things, birds and wildlife is getting less now.
Yeah.
I think we can help with that by having nature reserves.
Yeah.
And at least it might be very reduced. And also in our own gardens, I suppose, where the gardens are any size, you could have the appropriate plants and trees. A lot of gardens are too small to do too much in, I think. But I've noticed there are less birds. In fact... Now it's become to autumn, I've heard more birds now than I've heard in most of the summer, which is a bit strange. It's probably migrants come over.
Probably, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But not very many birds. And as a kid, I remember peals of them. I mean, you know, you could hear them everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know I lived in the countryside, but when I moved here, there was more birds.
Oh, yeah.
I think I heard some sparrows the other day when I was out, which kind of cheered me a bit. I thought, I haven't heard sparrows for a while.
Mm.
But, you know, these are things that I like to bring up from time to time. And, you know, is anybody hopeful or not? I'm thinking maybe we can slow it a bit, but apparently we've made it faster than it should happen over thousands of years, because... The climate naturally will warm and cool over thousands of years.
Yeah, I mean, if you imagine that, but you know, we're getting more often, we're getting temperatures of 30 degrees and whatever.
I think nothing to 30 now. And when it's 27, I used to think that was hot. I think nothing to that now.
No.
And this has only been a few, I've suddenly, over the last couple of years, I thought, oh, that's nothing now.
Yeah.
Was it when I was little, it would have been.
Yeah.
I thought 21 degrees would be hot, or was always Fahrenheit back then, 70. I thought, that's hot. Not now, it isn't.
This is a doom and gloom podcast, isn't it?
No, it's not really, because it is only a finite. I think everything has a finite time.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are responsible for trying to make it as painless as we can, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'll reverse it. You'll reduce it, but not reverse it.
We can't now reverse the carbon that's in the air. That will not. That takes a long time to move. And at the sea levels, where Fairbourne is apparently in how many years? 50 years, 30 years, we'll go into the sea.
Going to the sea, yeah.
They reckon they won't defend it any longer.
Mm. Yeah.
You think, wow, a whole village, you know.
Any more?
No, but I'm just trying to make it longer because there's nothing to talk about. I mean...
I don't mind at all. I mean, you know, I hadn't thought of anything else to say, so...
But I often think about stuff like that, and this is a good place to air it.
Well, yeah.
And it's the same for anyone else. If you know, want to air things anywhere, that's so long as they're not nasty to other people, or they're not rude and have bad language in them, you know.
And respect other opinions. Exactly.
Well, that's what I want to hear, other opinions.
Like, so if you do want to do it, then send us a message to our place at comproom.co.uk, or attach an MP3 and send it to us. Or
now, do you think we've caused climate change, or do you agree with Donald Trump? Seems to think we have nothing to do with it, or haven't really done anything. Do you believe in global warming?
Don't get me started on him.
No, but I want people's thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, I want them saying, "Oh, these people are silly to believe this, that, the other." I just want their opinions.
Yeah.
No slagging anyone off.
No.
We don't want that.
No.
Because I don't think I've ever slagged anyone off on this podcast.
No, I don't want to either. So. It's not, you know, it's about, this is a, you know.
Any place I've done that was on an audio boom, when it was Audio Boo back then. I didn't give the name, but it's pretty scathing about someone. But that was a different, that wasn't our podcast.
No. Anyway, I think that's it, isn't it? We seem to be running out of steam.
I've got nothing else to talk about. I mean, can't think of anything else. Of topic.
So I've given you the contact details. The website is www.ourplace-podcast.info, and you can find out how to listen on the telephone even without the old internet. And thanks to Talking Newspaper Services for that. And of course, you can hear us on Amazon Echo as well, through the My Talking Newspaper skill as well. We don't often mention that, but you can as well, can't you? You can do that on there. Yeah. And, of course, through the AnyPod skill as well. We're on that one. And, of course, we're on Stitcher. And, of course, we're on iTunes and all over the place, aren't we, Ange?
Apparently.
Yes.
I don't know, as I say, whether we're still on some of these sites now.
I don't know about iTunes. I haven't checked that one, but we seem to be on, you know, many of the others.
Yeah.
Anyway, so with that, before I croak...
I know, we're on Pocket Cast. You can get us from there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's where I get mine.
Yes. And I mean...
And I don't know where they get theirs from. But, well, you know, they get it up from...
Podcast Addict, which is one I use now, searches various directories. Yeah. So that pick it up from all over the place. So I know we're on there too.
That's why I think it's good. If you can have a podcast app, you haven't got to worry. You should get it.
Yeah.
Most places that you're...
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So, with that, I think I'm going to say cheerio.
Yeah, bye from me.
And, of course, we'll see you as ever next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.